What does one mean by the term love at first sight? Doesn't love require cognitive appraisal of the epistemology and content of the object of one's affections? Well, the answer to that is that faces, facial expressions, postures, bodily poise, and movements suggest, they don't prove, but they suggest the basic values, the basic approach to life of a given individual. They appear to imply those values or that way of coming at life. That is why casting is so important in movies. You have to have someone who looks the type, who suggests a certain type that the audience will believe is that type. Now, obviously, a person can be mistaken in first sight. He would not rationally go to bed or marry on this basis, but you can have a very strong reaction. If you have a very definite idea of what you want in a partner, you can have a very strong reaction to a potential person that you believe you would love if you knew more above them. And that is really what is meant by love at first sight. And this certainly happened to Ayn Rand. She saw her husband for the first time on a streetcar going to the set of a movie where he had a small part and she was just an extra. And she went to the, followed into the movie. She made a point of tripping him on the set so that he would pay attention to her. Subsequently, I'm not telling the whole story, but they finally did get married. But she fell in love with him at the sight of his face. She saw something in him. She believed something about his character that was so crucial that the rest of the courtship was just finding out and seeing what was there and that it was there.